The Knight of the Brave astonishes the arena. It is not common for a leader to emerge in a time of global turbulence and redefine power not as domination, but as the capacity to build the will to transform and the courage to make decisions when others hesitate. In this context, Mohammed bin Salman appears not as a passing political figure, but as a transformation in the very idea of leadership within the Arab world. This is an exploration of a remarkable phenomenon. Our young prince becomes an architect of the future, and how a state moves from the logic of preserving the status quo to the logic of shaping tomorrow. Mohammed bin Salman did not enter history through the quiet path of gradual ascent, but through a deliberate and decisive advance, one in which there is little room for half measures, no luxury of delay, and no fear of challenging the familiar. When we look at his experience, it cannot be separated from the historical moment in which it emerged. A rapidly changing world, a Middle East burdened by conflicts, a global economy rearranging its priorities and societies, searching for a renewed meaning of stability. Within this complex landscape, Mohammed bin Salman chose to ask the question of the future rather than merely manage the present. He sought to move the kingdom from a position of reaction to one of initiative, from waiting for change to shaping it. The Knight of the Brave did not astonish the arena by the force of arms alone, but by the clarity of vision. That vision was not merely a slogan, but a comprehensive project that reimagined the economy, society, the state, and its relationship with the world. It placed the individual at the heart of development, linked national ambition with practical reality, and challenged the notion that stability must mean stagnation, or that modernization stands in opposition to identity. Peace, in the experience of Mohammed bin Salman, is not a word raised in speeches, but a difficult strategic choice. Peace within the nation, through the renewal of the social contract. Peace within the region, by lowering the intensity of conflict. And peace with the wider world, through partnerships based on shared interests rather than dependency. At a time when the Middle East has long been seen as a theater of conflict, he has attempted to transform it into a field of balance, not out of weakness, but from calculated strength. How does a young leader think in a pivotal state? How are decisions shaped in moments of transformation? And how can boldness remain rational, while decisiveness becomes a path towards stability rather than chaos? Within this framework, Mohammed bin Salman is not only the crown prince, he represents a new generation of Arab leadership own that sees the future not as a distant promise, but as a right to be realized, and views peace not as the concession of the weak, but as the choice of the strong. Thus, this discussion is not merely about a person, but about a project and exploration of a state in transformation, its reflection across the region, and the image of the Arab world in a rapidly changing global landscape. The Knight of the Brave astonishes the arena because he entered a field crowded with challenges and chose not merely to participate in the game, but to redraw its rules.